Hey crew, my name is Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager podcast. I started my career as a fashion intern in New York City, working my way up to retail and brand director for Nicole Miller. I was recruited by the Kardashians at the ripe age of 24 as a director of the Dash brand. What I quickly realized was that we needed to do some serious marketing to be successful. At a time when almost no brands were on social media, I got the Dash stores up and running and grew the Instagram account up 58% to 1.2 million followers by creating a brand guide and a social media strategy. Flash forward, I started the Social Media Manager in 2021 to help social media managers navigate this crazy field we decided to be in and to help business owners like myself find success in marketing through social media. So who's ready to figure out this whole social media thing? Let's go. Hey, crew. Dakota Jean here, your host of the Social Media Manager. It's great to be back. I'm super, super stoked to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Aaron Goff. And he is, among a million other things that we're going to talk about, a owner of a social media agency. And we'll get into details of what that is exactly later. But the whole reason of why I know Aaron Goff is because I once upon a time, was doom scrolling on TikTok, you know, as one does, and came across Aaron the copywriter, which is what you were once named on TikTok.
Once upon a time, yep.
Once upon a time. And I just thought that his content was brilliant. And anyway, so like a year or so later, here we are. And everyone say hello to Aaron, and Aaron say hello to everyone.
Hey, crew. Am I allowed to say crew, or is that...
You're allowed to say crew.
Okay. Hi, crew.
Yeah.
Some of the crew, I think, already is familiar with me, so...
I think so.
Hi, crew.
I'm really glad that you're a part of the crew.
I love being a part of the crew. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Okay, so... Before we get into all of the stuff that I want to get into, let's first talk about why we're actually talking on this podcast today. And, the main reason is because you and I got together recently and we were trying to just bounce some ideas together, bounce ideas across to each other. What am I trying to say? Off of each other? Do ideas bounce off of a person?
Depends how bouncy the idea is. Some ideas are sticky. Some are bouncy. It all depends.
I think we found one that stuck.
Yeah.
So, luckily. And it's a content calendar. Mm-hmm. And that idea is something that we kind of like put together really fast and then executed really fast. And now it's available at socialmediacal.com. But anyway, talk a little bit about what this content calendar entails.
Yeah. We both discovered that there's a need out there for, and we'll circle back to this, I'm sure, there's a need out there for better content. And a lot of clients that you and I both have, a lot of our friends and partners understand the importance of content and understand the importance of social media, and they generally know at a high level how to do it and why and what they should do, but they don't always have time to come up with ideas for content. They don't always have time to make the content. And so we put this calendar together to serve that need so that people don't have to spend their time thinking about what am I going to post? What am I going to talk about today? How do I sound interesting to my audience, friends, family, fans, followers, and customers? And they can just get this handy dandy calendar at Social Media Cal, not social medical, social media cal.com. And I'm looking forward to releasing this every month. And I'm going to be doing some things on my channels that will help. In fact, I am going to follow, I think we've both taken on the challenge, right? To follow the Social Media Cal's suggestions every day in the month of August as like a kickoff launch of this project. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with that. So, I think that's, and I like also how you said that we executed on it really quickly. I think it's important to also note that that doesn't mean it was hastily assembled, but you and I both are of the school of thought that content and good strategy and good content doesn't have to take a lot of time, and that if you know what you're doing and you have an idea, just go fucking make it.
Yep.
Like don't overcomplicate things, and if you have an idea, get it out there in the world before it leaves you, because some ideas are bouncy, and if you let it bounce, it'll just bounce away and then someone else will do it. You ever had that? You ever had an idea and then you didn't execute on it, and then you saw it somewhere out in the world and you were like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this content calendar. I have seen one. It's the one that I saw, though, was so half-assed. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this sucks. Like, I wanted to put something out like this. And so anyway, when we got together, I was like, all right, it looks good. It's pleasing to the eye, so it's easy to read. And every day it's just a quick prompt, and we utilize AI. We show, you know, different examples, and we even have some templates. So these things are, I think, what sets it apart. And honestly, I don't think that they're that I because we both do this. It's something that. You know, we're very comfortable with. And so we want to show people that it can be easy to just put out content. It doesn't have to be like this beautiful, curated thing, right? But it just get out there, get the word out there, whatever you're trying to push. And, you know, just keep going every day.
Yeah, I think that's the key. Is I've been in a lot of rooms and meetings where strategy and content is overthought to death. Yes. And it kills anything you're trying to do. When I was in the agency world, which was up until very recently, to get something out like that, a social media calendar, that would have taken months and 20 people and 20 meetings. And it never would have happened. So, being an independent creator, we zapped that out ASAP. It was great.
I know. I loved it. Okay. Well, since you kind of segued that way, you were a part of a pretty big advertising agency as a creative director. Why don't you give everyone kind of like a quick background into what you were doing before agency life?
Sure.
Agency owner life.
Sure. My career has been for the last 10 years I've spent in various ad agencies, kind of around the country too. I've been in places in here in Salt Lake and North Carolina and San Francisco, and in like freelance everywhere in between. Recently, as of, man, it's only been like six, maybe 7 weeks ago, I was laid off as were a number of my colleagues at the agency I was at, as have been thousands of people. And it's our industry is in an interesting place right now. Not all because of AI. I think we will talk about that, but just in, you know, in any market and in any industry, there's everything happens in waves. There's peaks and valleys to it. So I was let go along with some other friends, and I decided, you know what? I think I want to just do my own thing. Mm-hmm. And here we are. So I started an agency, Scavenger Creative, and I took the same philosophy that we approached this content calendar with and just thought, you know, I don't need to overthink this whole thing. I could spend months planning and strategizing about what the fuck am I going to call this thing? What's the logo going to be? What's the website going to look like? What's my niche? What's my target audience? And like, instead, I just started it. I came up with the name. I got the domain name. I just got the social medias, everything. I don't even have a logo. I have a color. It's orange. And I think I'm going to just keep it like that. I really am. Awesome. I really am, because like a lot of things, not that that's art, but with a lot of things, they're open to a lot of things that are open to artistic interpretation. I've learned this from making my own content, is that sometimes you don't know what something is until an audience reacts to it.
That's what I was going to say, is like you said, you are like, well, I could spend time figuring out who the audience is. And it's like, well, sometimes the audience chooses you.
Yeah, exactly. So I knew what I wanted to do. I knew like what I'm good at, what my skill set is that I've kind of accumulated over the last decade in advertising as a writer, writing scripts and coming up with creative concepts and like big campaigns. And so I just started, and I don't know, I started this thing 2 weeks ago, and just last week signed two clients who
Brilliant.
I'm shooting some content with the first one tomorrow. So like, maybe there's a lesson in there for the crew. Along with the calendar is like, if you have an idea, just literally just go fucking do it. Just make it. Just get it out there.
I think that is something that I've personally struggled with, is I get so caught up about like, how am I going to approach this client? Because I really want to work with them and I don't want to fuck it up. You know, like I really mm-hmm. want to work with them. And then I just like never reach out.
Yeah.
Because I'm overthinking it. So you're right. Like, instead, it's just like, hey. And then if they don't want to work with me, guess what? There's a billion other companies that do. So.
Yeah. And the worst thing that could happen in a situation like that is that they'll say no. And then guess what? You're in the same place that you right. are as if you had never reached out anyway. So you got nothing to lose.
So I kind of want to know, and I'm sure the listeners want to know, how did you land two clients in such a short amount of time?
Networking and cold calling. So
I thought you were going to be like charisma.
Charisma and swagger. No, I don't have either of those things.
Clearly.
But, one was from networking. It's actually a crazy story. Do you want to hear the story? I think I've told you, but
I want to hear it.
So I don't want to look it up, but it was a couple Mondays ago. I think it was the 17th, and it was like a new moon. side note, just one quick sidetrack, and then we'll get back on this on this track. I don't know if you've ever been laid off, Dakota, but it's a blow to the ego too.
Oh,
and you take inventory of your life, and you're like, who am I? Mm-hmm. What am I doing here?
What does this mean?
What does this all mean? Yeah, you know, you have that Zoolander moment where you stare into the reflecting pool, and you're like, who am I? And so I was figuring out what is the next move, and I was still applying for jobs. And just from what I've seen in the market out there right now in the industry, it's kind of brutal, dude. And yeah. So I said, okay, I could still keep looking at stuff and talking to recruiters and whatever, but I can't just sit around and wait for something to happen. And so that's when I decided to start my own thing. So during that time of finding my career path, I also... maybe it's worth mentioning that I was in a relationship and that ended in the same week that, so I had a romantic and a professional relationship come to a sudden and abrupt halt within the same week.
That's rough.
So yeah. It was for a little while. And I was like, what the fuck? So
as an outsider, by the way, I just have to put this in there. As an outsider, mm-hmm. hearing about all this shit that happened to you, I feel like you were handling it so well. Like,
thanks.
Very mature. I mean, I know you're old.
I'm really old. I'm super old.
So like you should be mature, but you know.
Yeah, thank you.
But anytime.
the reason I add that is because I was just like, where am I going? What am I even doing? Like, what is anything? So I was, as I'm like, you know, searching for my path professionally, I was also open to whatever was coming my way personally. And so I had a very interesting reading from a psychic. I went to church, just like a Christian evangelical non-denominational church. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. I did Reiki with a friend. That was also interesting.
Trying a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Psychedelics. Let's add to that list as well. And then another friend went. So back to Monday, 2 weeks ago, said, hey, I'm going to this new moon ceremony thing. Do you want to go?
You're like, fuck it.
Yeah, and so I'm in the mode of like, okay,
say yes
yeah.
to everything.
I was saying yes to everything, and I'm like, all right, what the fuck? Cool, sure. So we go, and it's this place called Soul and Spirit Wellness here in Salt Lake, and.
Love it.
It's this guy and this girl. They're awesome. Cedar Steve and Sochi Love. They're fucking cool. And so we sit down and we're all doing intros. And I said, I'm Aaron and I do, video content and social media. And they looked at each other with these big eyes and then looked back at me and they go, we were just talking today about firing our social media guy because he's not getting it done. So can we talk after? And I was like, I guess. No,
I'm
just kidding.
Busy.
I was like, maybe.
I
was like, holy shit. So I think so that was one that came from networking. It's just a matter of like, I think you're really good at this. Just like getting out there and being social, meeting people, and then the other one, I've been doing some cold call emails, which we're gonna, I think, partner up on some of that action. and had another opportunity come through that avenue as well. So,
okay. So this, I kind of want to break it down a little bit.
Okay.
When you're saying networking, I think it's really important for people to network. And what I mean by that isn't like the thing that I think a lot of people think that's right to do when networking is like go to networking events, give a business card. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is talking about yourself and what you provide, and really you're not bringing any value to anybody. The way that I do networking is like, I'm a social person. I go out and pretty much everyone in town who knows me knows that I do social media.
Yeah.
But I'm never like, let me be your social media manager. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I could and I should do that at certain points in time, but there's just, it's like a long game too, you know, like mm-hmm. you want to establish yourself as someone who does something specific so that anytime someone's like, oh, you need a social media manager? Crazy, I know somebody who does that. So I love that part of networking. And yeah, I do think that there is a right way to do it.
Yeah, I think that's the key, is if you're looking to sell people on yourself and you're just interested in talking about yourself or saying here's why you should hire me, like nobody gives a shit. So
no.
You've got to be a real person first. I also like what you said about narrowing in on something, and I think that's why our skill sets complement each other well, because you are the capital T-H-E social media manager, and I'm not a social media manager. I'm an advertising content guy. So I know how to do video, and I know how to, you know, write scripts and make content that people actually want to watch versus just being served an ad. So, yep. Looking forward to some collabs.
So we're talking about scripts, we're talking about content, and I know that you grew your TikTok to a pretty large audience. That's how I found you. So how did you grow your audience that large in that short amount of time?
I think by taking what I had learned from writing scripts for TV commercials and applying it to short form content, you know, like there's an arc to storytelling. There's an art to knowing how to make a short form video that isn't going to bore people to death or isn't going to feel like an ad. So a couple things. I think, and this is kind of what I'm basing my entire agency on, is doing content in a way that doesn't feel like content. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure you see this all the time where, you know, you're scrolling through whatever platform, TikTok, Instagram, and it's what I see is it's starting to kind of all look and feel the same. And I think it's getting worse with AI because it's getting easier. Like the barrier to entry to making a video and putting something out there is getting easier. And so it's, and now with all these AI tools, it's even easier. Because they're doing a lot of the work for you now. So I can say to ChatGPT, hey, shit out 10 scripts for this type of video, and it'll do it in 20 seconds. Are those going to be good scripts?
Probably not.
So what's happening now, I think, is we're creating content at an even more exponentially higher rate. And there is a case for more content will help you in the algorithm for sure. But more content isn't always better content. So really what I'm advocating for is, yeah, do lots of content, but make it good. Like, make shit that people actually want to watch or call it consume or even engage with. So I'm taking those lessons from the ad world and from TikTok and then bringing them to my new agency. How do you do that? That's the hardest part. That's the key, right? Because a large language model or an art generator like Midjourney or DALL-E they're not going to have. They're still at a point. AI is still in the. We're in like the narrow artificial narrow intelligence phase where it's still like Clippy. Remember Clippy from Microsoft Word back in the day? We loved Clippy, right?
So cute.
Or how would Gmail
would get in the way a little bit, but
would get fine. In the way. Yeah, it was a little like, okay, thanks Clippy, I got it. Like
Clippy.
Thank you, Clippy.
That'll do.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Clippy. AI is still autocomplete. So like you still have to have an idea to give a tool. They're tools, but it's not gonna come up with the idea for you, especially an original idea, or especially something crazy that's never been done. So we need originality, we need human ingenuity, we need creativity. So the essence of that, really, the essence of creativity is just combining two things that weren't combined before. So,
yes. Kind of like a hammer, it can help you build a house, but a hammer cannot build the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone can build a fucking house, by the way, but to make a really great house, you really need a great architect.
Totally agree. Yeah. Otherwise, it's just going to look the same as all the other houses. And if you want that, great. But relate that as an analogy to content. If you're using the same AI and the same tools and you're using the same blueprint as everybody else out there and as your competition, well, then why should anyone give a shit? Why should any consumer pay attention? And why would they remember you? They're not gonna.
Not if you're just like everybody else.
Yeah, not if it's just like everyone else.
You're saying exactly the same stuff as everybody else.
Exactly. So how I did that on TikTok was creatively combining two things. So I started out making content. When I started my TikTok account in the middle of 2020, right at like the start of COVID. I was living in San Francisco. San Francisco was on super lockdown. There was nothing to do, nothing going on. And TikTok had just kind of come out a couple years earlier. We were just starting to, like, it was starting to this was like the peak of its mass adoption, not the peak, but like the early stages of its mass adoption. Not that I'm an early adopter, but like we kind of knew what TikTok was in 2020, but it was
a lot of dancing.
Yeah,
then,
it was still like a dancing app. It was still like, what is this thing going to be? Is this even worth our time, right? So I decided to get on there and I thought, okay, if I'm going to make videos, if I'm going to make stuff, I want it to be useful. Like I'm not going to dance. I'm not funny enough to be a comedian, but what do I know? Well, I know writing. I know copywriting. And so what I started with was just looking at things out in the world and looking at it through the lens of a copywriter and saying, like, in everything you ever see out there, whether it's a brochure, an ad, even a street sign, somebody had to write that. And that was not that interesting. But then eventually But then eventually I added in a new element into looking at writing, which was hip hop. So that was the other thing that I know a lot about as a former DJ is like 90s, 2000s hip hop. I know an embarrassingly high amount about that world.
Yeah.
So I had the idea to, okay, if I combine creative writing and rap music, what does that look like? If I take these two things that like I haven't really seen be combined before, what would that look like? And so then I just started to break down songs and different artists and explore the music through literary devices like double entendre,
the donge.
Things like alliteration and I can't even remember what my own stuff is now anymore.
I mean, it was all like, so good. Like that's all everything. Every time that I saw you pop up on my TikTok feed, I was so engaged because it was like, okay, well, first of all, I love the music that you're choosing. I love that you're talking like English lit major over here. So I was just like nerding out on that. And, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. So I think that's what I want to do with this agency is work like that. That's let's use AI for sure. Like, don't ignore it. It's great. It's a fantastic, these are fantastic tools and have a lot of great uses for things like strategy and iterating and analytics. A lot of the mechanics, these are great. But for coming up with ideas, like we still need creativity for that. And we need to think of things that have never been thought of before and connect dots that have never been connected before. And then when you can do that, that's when you're getting into a space where people are going to pay attention like you did. When you saw a video pop up that was like, oh, these are two things that I think are cool that I'm interested in, and now they're combined in this new way. All right, yeah, I'll give my time. I will pay my attention to this. So
yep.
Here we are.
Exactly. I love it. And you took it a step further, which I thought was really cool. Actually, the reason why I even reached out to you is because you made a Spotify playlist based on something that you were talking about. And I was like, I need that Spotify playlist. And you were like, mm-hmm. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brilliant.
I think that's, thanks. I think that's another, I don't know. I can't help but find parallels. Sorry for being a nerd about this, to like what I was doing on TikTok and to like agency life and like advertising and communications, but like, yeah, you have to just make shit that people want. So
yep.
Yeah, if that's a playlist, then cool. Whatever the product is, like, I don't know. It's really just, I think the more that we see AI produced content, the more people are going to be craving something that is original, that is creative, that doesn't look like anything else out there. You know what I mean?
Right. Which takes human intellect and human touch. A little TLC.
A little TLC. Don't go chasing the AI waterfall.
I don't think you ever did any TLC.
Is that a request?
It is.
I'm going to fire the TikTok back up because I'm going to write a book next and turn those TikTok ideas into like a coffee table book called How to Write Like Your Favorite Rapper. And I'll just put them in book form. So maybe TLC will make an appearance soon.
I think it needs to happen.
Okay. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Will do. All right. So now that you're going to fire up the TikTok again, you're getting clients, you're going to write a book. I mean, I really feel like you getting laid off was like the best thing that possibly could have happened to you.
I really hope that years from now I'll be able to say it was a blessing in disguise. Right now, I mean, right now, I'm going to be honest, it's still terrifying. Like, it's exhilarating, but it's also scary as shit.
Hate to break it to you, Goff, but I'm coming on 2-year anniversary here with the social media manager, and I'm still fucking scared all the time.
Okay, awesome. So that feeling, that like pit in your stomach that's like, oh, hey, am I going to die tomorrow? That mm-hmm. never goes away. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And then, you know, you're like, nice. Oh, like I fucked up one thing with this one client. Like, am I even going to continue with that client? And then where am I going to find my next one? And I have people to pay, and now I have bills to pay and all this stuff. But anyway, it's mostly great.
It's mostly great, other than the looming threat of existential ruin. Other than that, it's fucking awesome.
Okay, I was actually talking about this with somebody the other night. I was like, man, you know, I love what I do. Mm-hmm. I have this super cool company, and we're doing like really cool things. You know what I mean? Like, I get to be creative, and I get to be strategic, and I get to like do my own thing. I don't have to really answer to anybody except for myself, which is all great. And I was like, but you know, sometimes I just really miss being a barista.
Yeah.
Making coffee, like getting there early, making coffee, saying hi to everybody, blah, 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 going home, smelling like coffee. Just and so nice.
There's nothing else to worry about other than just making,
showing up on time.
Lattes. Yeah, show up on time, make some Americanos, and then like bounce.
Get paid. But those were the days.
But I think you're meant for more.
The thing is that I am. And I don't know if I get bored easily or if I just like, I need to be on all the time. So like when I do finally sit down to watch a movie, I'm like, this is the greatest thing in the world. Like getting to watch a movie. But anyway.
Speaking of, how was Barbie?
Barbie was amazing. I absolutely loved their marketing campaign beginning to continuing into today. Obviously they had a huge budget that helps. I don't know if anyone knows that, but it does help.
For sure.
What did you think about Barbie?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going this week with mm-hmm. my daughter, who's 11. And I'm looking forward to it. I actually worked on Barbie. At one of the agencies I was at, we had Mattel as a client. So I worked on Barbie, Hot Wheels, Fisher-Price, American Girl.
So cool.
So I've written ads for and been to the American Girl store more than once, and that's another strong brand.
Oh yeah,
they're all
the
really
storytelling.
Well done.
Brilliant. I did talk to my friend Matt Fisher, who created the social media manager logo.
Okay.
The new one. He helped me do the rebrand. He was talking about how his daughter saw the Barbie movie and was so inspired that by the end of it, she asked him for any like sort of content, like video from when she was a baby. Mm-hmm. And like a kid and like growing up. And so he compiled all of this stuff for her, and she created this reel and TikTok video And so when you see it, you'll understand it a little bit more. But it's inspiring young girls to, you know, compile things like their life story. Anyway, I can't wait till you see it.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited for that. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Is it going to be released on TSMM's socials?
What?
this release, this video you're just talking about.
Oh, no. It was his daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no. Yeah, so no, it has nothing to do with me.
You won't be sharing it, is what you're saying.
I mean, maybe I will. Maybe I'll ask him to share it with me, and then I'll share it with people, and maybe we'll make it a thing. Like, maybe everyone should do it.
Yeah, could be. Like it. Could be cool.
Okay, Goff.
Okay, DeSanto.
You're in Salt Lake City. What kind of clients are you taking on right now?
People with marketing budgets.
Good idea.
I mean, I know that I'm supposed to say, like, this is my niche. This is like, you know, this is the type of client I want to work with. But I honestly feel like if you're good at what you do, you should be able to work with anyone. And that's one thing that was drilled into my head early on as a writer, is that, like, as a writer, you have to have versatility. Oh, that was another one of my videos that I couldn't remember earlier. Versatility. You have to be able to have different styles and be able to model a tone of voice after a brand. So I've been doing that for 10 years. Like I worked with all the Mattel brands, but then I also worked with like ESPN and Samsung and Nationwide Insurance and dog food and Crocs. So like, each of those brands and each of those industries are all very different, but I had to learn how to model their tone of voice and speak to their customers and connect with their audiences. So this isn't a cop-out answer, but really it's everyone, because I think the principles of content and creativity that I know, and a lot of the mechanics about social media management that you know, there are formulas that work. And when you know how to do something well, when it's your craft, like it is for us, then you should be able to do it with anyone.
I agree. I talk about this a little bit too, because I mean, my clients are all over the place. Like, we have influencers with 1 million followers, and then we have like big companies like in Australia, and then we have like a floral shop in Phoenix, and whatever. So we're all over the place. When I do coaching calls with like new social media managers, I usually tell them to like get your niche, because if you're like, you have years of experience understanding brands. So you like, you're not only like creative, but you're also like understanding like branding and what that means for a brand and like how to break it down. And, you know, I have over 10 years experience doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm saying like, you're never going to get it, but you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, I think it's smart that you are willing to work with pretty much anyone just because you do have all of that experience.
Thanks. Yeah. And I think a lot of times branding is overcomplicated. And like, I like your new logo, by the way, the lightning bolts in there, I think is great. My logo is just an orange circle, and my Instagram just says an agency, and then a phone number, and that's it. But
yeah, what's up with the phone number, yo?
Well, I'm doing that deliberately because it's exactly what you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, no one wants to call, do they?
I've had a few calls. So I don't know if we have time. We got a little bit in the beginning there that we'll cut out, but if you want, I can share with you and the crew what my launch strategy for my agency is, because it's kind of insane.
I want to hear it. I think the crew would love to hear it.
Okay, crew. All right, crew. So, all right. So my whole thing is like AI plus creativity. We need them both. Don't lean too far into one direction without the other. And so what I'm going to be doing for the month of August is launching this brand new fucking company using both, but I'm going to run two campaigns simultaneously. One that's AI powered, where I've already got the prompts and the strategy and some of the work already from AI, where I've said I'm launching, you know, I've given it different prompts to arrive at a month long strategy for August, and told that I'm launching a marketing agency. What should I do? Give me a breakdown for an entire month. And it's given me, okay, do this, 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 and this. And then campaign number two, that's going to run at the same time, is just going to be whatever ideas I can come up with, and relying on my own experience and creativity, and trying to do not the opposite of whatever ChatGPT says, but to try to think of something that the AI would never come up with in a million years. Okay. And so having a landline phone put into my house is one of those things. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that was my only strategy, though? If all I did was just had a phone number and was like, call me 801-701-3331. No, that wouldn't work. That would be nuts. But part of my human campaign is going to be going live on TikTok every day, every working day in August, and having that phone number up there. And I think it's so different that people might call it, or they might at least pay attention to it and say, what the fuck is this guy doing?
They're definitely going to say, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Great. Great. That's exactly what I want. So,
okay, but wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
What if it's just like me seeing you go live and I see this phone number and I'm like, so I call you, what's going to happen?
How I'm positioning myself on these lives and my agency is, call me, I'm solving your marketing problems live. So I'm going to be here in this chair with like my TikTok live set up, and eventually someone will call and I'll just have conversations with them live and like solve their attention problems and do a live like marketing audit and help solve whatever problem they're trying to solve. Am I going to get a lot of new business that way? Probably not, but that's not the point. The point, no, I'm not. Oh, I know that. But the point is a couple things. The point is to do something that is so out of the ordinary, because I can shit out content all day long. I can make 5 videos a day, and I know what to say. I know what to do to go, here are the best practices. Here's 5 tips for blah, blah, blah. Here's how to write a hook for your video. Like a lot of stuff that I see now with TikTok gurus, it's all the same advice. It's all the same shit. Because the algorithm, now that I've started this thing and with all the research that I'm doing, the algorithm is like, oh, this is what this guy wants, is like how to do TikTok. And so it's been really interesting to watch the algorithm serve me up these videos that are all just like content tips. And I'm like, cool, some of these are great, but most of them, Dakota, are all the same shit. It's all the same.
But people like kind of need that sometimes. Like some people don't know what, you know what I mean? Like they're not in the same field. So
For sure. But like any field, when everyone else catch, like, let's say me and you are at the, we're not on the bleeding edge of the field, but we could say toward the front, we're somewhere near the tip of the spear. Mm-hmm. But like any industry, the way that something is moving, where we're at now, people are going to catch up to. And that learning curve is being shortened and accelerated because of AI. So if you're a brand out there, if you're a brand manager, if you're a social media manager, and you're like, oh, fucking great, I can just use ChatGPT to do all my shit for me, done. Guess what?
I see so much of it so bad.
Yeah, but guess who else is doing the same thing?
Everyone.
Everybody else. So that's why with my launch campaign strategy, all the videos that I'm going to be making for myself, like keep in mind, like I'm doing the AI campaign and it's like, write blogs, do posts, do this, do that. Fine. That's just going to be shit content that I'm going to put out there just to please the algo gods. But all the stuff that I'm going to be making with my human brain is going to be very pro creativity, pro like thinking differently, doing things differently. Use some AI, but like augment it with your own fucking brain and try to do things that no one else is doing. And so having a phone number is something that no one else is doing. Is the phone number itself gonna bring in business? No. But is the act of having a phone number and taking calls and taking business calls live, is that different? Is that going to be noticeable? I think so. But also the third phase of the campaign is going to be at the end of the month when I make like a case study video about these two campaigns, comparing the two.
I mean, that's what I was going to ask. Like, what if the AI campaign does better?
It might, but the real climax of this launch strategy is going to be at the end of the month. I'm going to make a longer form video, 2-4 minutes. It'll be like a case study documentary style thing. That's like, I launched an agency. I wanted to see if I was better than AI at content. I guarantee I am. Fuck, I hope I am.
I know, right?
But that video is really going to be the thing that I think people will find interesting, because for a whole month, I'm going to run basically Aaron versus AI head to head. And like, let's see who wins. And then at the end of the month, I'll have one piece of content talking about that whole campaign. That's going to be the real launch, I guess you could say. So everything else leading up to that video will be just stuff, content that I'll put out there, and people will notice it. People will see it and be like, okay, I agree with what this guy's saying. Like, yeah, creativity definitely has value, especially when everyone's using the same tools to do the same thing and programming the same formulas into it. So I think that wrap up video is going to be really interesting, because I don't know what's going to happen yet. I don't know what the result is going to be. So I'm excited to see that. And then I think in September, can I tee up what we're going to do in September?
Yes, you can.
So we're going to talk about the results of that. And we're going to talk about using social media from an expert like yourself and using or creating good content from me. And we're going to put together a webinar, a seminar, a webinar, a talk.
A webinar
in September. So crew, stay tuned for that. And we're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about content. We're going to talk about AI. We're going to share some do's and don'ts, some things that we've learned, some tips, best practices, and worst behaviors.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All to make your business even better.
If, as a business owner, that's something you're into, if you want your business to be better and if you want more customers. If not, don't come.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't want customers, you don't have to go.
It's up to you.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, no presh.
No presh. If you just rather live that barista life.
Oh, man, I kind of do. Okay, so, Aaron Goff, thank you so much for joining. Where can everybody find you on the socials and the internet?
Scavenger Creative. And you know what else they can do? They can call me 801-701-3331.
Call me. I don't even know the next line. Call me anytime. Can they call you anytime, 24 hours a day?
They can try. I'm not going to answer 24 hours a day, but Monday to Friday during normal Mountain Standard Time business hours, I will have my phone on. And if you want to talk marketing, and if you want to talk content, and if you want to talk social media, and if you want some ideas about how to improve what you're doing, yeah, give me a call.
I love it. Okay, Aaron Goff, Scavenger Creative. Thank you so much for joining the Social Media Manager.
Thank you. This has been an honor. Thank you.
And I can't wait to go onto your podcast. Yee!
Oh yeah, that's going to be part of the whole thing too. Maybe I should ask AI what to do on the podcast, and I'll just read the script.
Nah, boring.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, Dakota.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Bye, crew.
You're a rock star. Bye, crew.